Maybe I shouldn't be eating it while I'm doing an interview.
Uh-huh. That person talking on the other side of the table is Lee Bryce. Welcome to Chicago, brother.
Man, I love it.
It's US 99.5. Don't even worry about the headphones.
Oh, okay.
You can just keep on eating the Garrett's Chicago Mix popcorn. One of the few to dare into the bucket today, and we brought it for you. That's why.
I'm not one of those people who won't eat, like, mixed nuts on a bar. I'll stick it on.
You got to get the two together. That's why.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's what I did. The cheese is like a cheesy one and a sweet one. You know,
it works well together.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you, man.
Song of the Year for Crazy Girls, a songwriter.
I'm so excited.
Number one song of the year last year.
I'm so excited, man.
Does that make sense to say that out loud for you when you're thinking like, wow, that is really, really big?
It's really crazy. Like, especially in my career, I'm going so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly get time to look up. And although I just looked up and saw Carrie Underwood, it's like, you know, kind of like, you know, take your breath away for a second. Anyway, but you know, you don't have time to look up, and it's like, so when I get here, it really does hit you. It's like, wow, man. And you know, I'm always so honored to be nominated for anything like that. That's such an honor. But honestly, this time, I really hope we win for those guys, man. Eli Young Band, such a great band.
They've had a big year.
They've worked so hard for mm-hmm. so long, and put the effort in, put the work in. And they're such great guys. They deserve it, man. So I hope they win. I hope we win.
See, he sounds like he's campaigning for them. I think we should be campaigning for you. You're the one that gave him the song.
Well, you know what? I'm a lucky man that they recorded it, mm-hmm. you know. And I love the song. I would have probably recorded it at some point. But I saw their passion for that song.
Right.
And they were honest. I could tell. And they loved it. So I was happy and honored to let them have it.
And there's a song we're playing in Chicago. You might be familiar with it, called A Woman Like You.
Killing me, man. It is... I'm so excited. It's the biggest thing that's happened to us, man. Everything's coming together. Just got this new album done. A Woman Like You is the first
single. Do you have a
date
on it yet?
Yeah, April 24th.
Okay, so just about a month away.
Yeah, just a few weeks. April 24th. It's called Hard to Love. And
it's going to be on the charts as long as Love Like Crazy. A year and a half.
I spent so many hours, hundreds of hours working on this record. And so I really am proud of it. So I really hope people like it.
And you're a little bit different for most folks in country music, that you gave up one dream to do another dream. You gave up football to come and do music. What's going through your mind?
Well, as a kid growing up, I just had two dreams. You know, I had two passions.
Right.
You know, music was deeper inside of me. Football was what was happening then. And that's what I loved. I loved it. You know, and I wanted to play football for Clemson. That was my... So when I did it, I got hurt. I was like, you know what? I met that goal. I met that dream. And so I was ready to move on to what I knew my life was going to take me. You know, I was going to spend the rest of my life doing.
And most folks listening right now can't tell. Lee Bryce is a giant. He's like
6'5".
He's like 250. So he was the football player that chose to do another thing.
Yeah, I got a big old heart, though. Come on now. Come on.
So we're
now.
In the party capital of the West Coast. What's the one game in Vegas that you lose the most money on?
All of them. That's the thing. I don't gamble a lot because all I do is lose money. So it's kind of like going, do you want to gamble? Well, do I want to lose money tonight?
Okay.
I'm just not that guy. Now, I will go do it with some friends. Sit down at like a little blackjack table.
Right.
Or just go throw some money down on red or black on the roulette thing. That's about all I get. That's about all. You know what my thing about Vegas is? Laying by the pool, man. I don't ever get to do that.
That's some of the best people watching around.
Oh, are you kidding me? I saw some folks yesterday.
And it's
it was
been
awesome.
Sunny and beautiful without a cloud in the sky today.
That's right. That's right.
What's you get a random Saturday night off. You're
That's
at
true.
Home relaxing. What are you doing?
Honestly, at home relaxing. I'm watching Eastbound and Down.
Oh, my goodness.
Or Shameless.
One of the most crude HBO shows ever.
Shameless
is probably the best Showtime show.
Ever. It's so good, man.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's so good.
It is not for people under 21.
No, it's not. You know what? My little boy, after I put him to bed, uh-huh. until he goes to bed, it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, that's the thing. I don't get to go home very much. So when I am home, if I got a night off, I'm at home, man.
That's
I just got
good.
My first house ever, and I like to spend time in it.
That's good.
You know?
Well, the show's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on CBS. We're rooting for you for Song of the Year as a songwriter.
Thank you, brother. Thank
the new
you.
Song, A Woman Like You, Lee Bryce. Thanks for stopping
awesome.
By US 99.5.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.